At BMS, World Mission, things are changing. For 200 years, we've sent missionaries from the UK to help communities around the world, but now we're doing things differently. We're releasing power into the hands of people who already know their communities best. Instead of working from the top down, we're working side by side, sharing skills, knowledge, and faith in a way that benefits everyone. Mission isn't about us going to them anymore. It's about listening, learning, and supporting.
BMS World Mission, empowering communities and changing lives. Search BMS World Mission.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. We've been greatly encouraged in the midst of our troubles and suffering, dear brothers and sisters, because you have remained strong in your faith. It gives us new life to know that you are standing firm in the Lord. Paul knew that it was going to be really tough for the Thessalonian church. He'd warned them that there would be great difficulties to come and had clearly been deeply concerned for them. He even stated that he wondered whether his time in Thessalonica might prove to have been a complete waste of time. So he was absolutely delighted to hear the news from Timothy that the church was going well. They'd not only stood firm in the face of persecution, but were actually thriving. Living for Christ in the 21st century presents us with very different challenges from first century Greece. However, what we have in common is that we're living in societies which are fundamentally opposed to our Christian values and objectives. This means that we need to find ways of creatively supporting one another as we strive to keep faithful to the Lord. Paul gives us a wonderful illustration of how this should be done. Even after he left the Thessalonians, he continued to have an ongoing pastoral concern for them. He sent Timothy on a special mission to find out how things were going and to give them encouragement. He then went to the trouble of writing this letter to give them even more encouragement. Churches, in my experience, are busy communities. The weekly notice sheets of the churches I've worked in over the years have often been exhausting to read, let alone anything else. But all too often, churches, amidst their busyness, turn in on themselves. They become so busy with their activities that they have little energy to look out for other churches. I believe that God wants us to find ways of creatively supporting one another. I love it when I see thriving churches deliberately seeking to support churches where the going is tough. The truth is that we desperately need one another, and Paul's loving concern for the Thessalonians should be an inspiration for us all. So let me ask you a question. Can you name one church that is in particular need of encouragement at the moment? How might you be able to give them that encouragement? Now let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you for the gift of your church and for every opportunity that we have to encourage one another. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Do hope you have a really great day today.
BMS World Mission. Hands on hope. In Jesus' name. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.